fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program, folks. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. All right, here in about, 60 seconds or so, we're going to get actually a live picture of my good friend. Okay, yeah, my face will not be duplicated on your screen. I promise. It's scary, isn't it? It's a Monday. It is. It's what they tell me. Anyway, the calendar says that. Yep. And some really cool news, by the way, I want to share with you. It is the 11th of July, 2022. And live from the chairman's desk at TECNTV.com, where we do our broadcast every morning, in addition to KYH 540 AM Delta, Utah. Welcome aboard to our great friends out in Utah, and those listening in Florida and Denver and just all across the country. But today, the 11th, is the kickoff of Texas Fully Loaded with Sandra Whitten, featuring Walter West and John Boucher. And they start today at noon Eastern, right here on TECNTV.com. So be sure and check that out, TECNTV.com, the best in urban conservative news, talk, and movies. And you can watch all of it right here on our website, chosengenerationradio.com. chosengenerationradio.com. We stream the TECNTV.com player 24/7. So, there he is. Okay, so now I can, oh, there he is. Look at that. The man, the myth, and the legend. Hey, Rick.
How you doing, Pastor Greg?
I am well. I am so much better than I was last week. I just can't even begin to tell you, and it feels so good. And I forgot to bring the bottle in here. I was going to show you guys the bottle. I'll do it sometime during the next couple hours. But my chronic silver was the elixir. It really was. I took that, and when I started taking that, that flipped things. And really? So, yeah, really. I mean, cause I had fever and chills and the sweats, the body aches, just all, I had the nasties, man. Tuesday night last week, until about 2 o'clock in the morning. And literally I started sipping on that stuff. I remembered my friend Jeff Adams, had given that to me, and I used to, swallow some now and again. And the Lord reminded me, hey, you've got this stuff. Take it. And so I started taking it, and bam, I mean, it immediately started to help. So, that and good old fashioned prayer. But good stuff there. All right. Doug Burton's going to join us today. I don't want to take up too much because we noticed last time, Rick, that I used up almost your entire segment introducing all these great people. But Doug Burton, we're going to talk about Islamic sex slave trafficking in Nigeria, the genocide they're committing there. Jonathan Emord will be with me. We'll get a little bit into the J6 Commission and some other things Jonathan wants to talk about. In particular, also we'll talk about his authoritarian book. Larry Ward is going to be with me, and I'm sure we'll talk some two-way stuff. And, Larry always has a lot of very, very interesting things to talk about, including, I'm sure, also the mental incompetency of one Joe Biden. I'm going to talk to you about, American Christianity and why American Christianity is so vitally important to keeping America. Pastor Vitaly will be with us live here in about 20 minutes, live from the Ukraine with an update. Terrible, terrible, terrible news coming out of Ukraine, by the way, as the Russians continue to blow up apartment buildings and hospitals with their bombs and destroy and murder civilians, proving that their whole goal is the eradication of the Ukrainian people. We cannot look, I get it. We got a lot of problems going on here in America. I get it. But folks, seriously, Putin's not going to stop at Ukraine. Period. And the assassination of the Japanese prime minister should tell us the state of mind of the whack jobs like Xi and Putin and the imam in Tehran and these others and the agendas that they're pushing. It's bad. And we need to be paying attention, and we can't just sit by. America cannot be silent as the true only supposed superpower. Of course, we want to think we are, but we're not acting like much of anything right now. And that needs to change. And Rick, it frustrates me. I keep hearing people that are on the right. Well, we can't be sending any more money over to Ukraine. You know, they're all a bunch of criminals. It's, they need to get.
Well, Pastor Greg, I'm going to just give you, I get it. Okay. I'm going to give you a little bit of pushback on that. I can see the book, although I can't read it.
This is called Disinformation, the Secret Strategy to Destroy the West.
Okay.
It's Russian propaganda is 80% of the garbage that's being regurgitated. Not that they're Russian agents. but that people are so used to receiving and regurgitating this stuff. It's infiltrated not just mainstream media, but alternative media as well.
One of the challenges, Pastor Greg, is that so many of us became familiar with Ukraine as part of the left's attempt to impeach and discredit President Trump. Mm-hmm. And the Ukrainian advocates within our own government were culpable in terms of that attempt. Mm-hmm. Because of that, it becomes very, very difficult to suddenly listen to them and believe what they tell us on what's happening now. Somebody tells you something, once they lie to you, and they lie to you in such a way that's so obvious, so over the top, and so much geared towards regime change in America, it's really difficult to take them seriously when they're talking about something happening in Ukraine where they clearly their heart lies. What's more, since Joe Biden wrote extensively about Ukraine in his book and the influence he had mm-hmm. in terms of changing who the president of Ukraine was from Pereshkova to whoever became the next president back in 2014. And you look at it and you say there's been a low-level civil war in Ukraine. We don't have to like that. That's just been true. The West didn't like the fact that the Ukrainians, whether through Russian involvement or not, elected a leader who was looking to have economic ties to the East and got rid of that president. And the Russians have been mad about that for a while. And so you get down to it. There's not a lot of clean hands to be found in this situation. Now, I'm going to tell you what Putin's doing is it's reprehensible, okay? He violated another country's borders. He's basically thrown the World War II, thrown us back into a World War II mindset in terms of geopolitical mindset. People in the West need to be really concerned. The Germans are now having to they are literally having to decide if they're going to cook food or not based upon the energy shortage that Russia's imposed upon them because the Greens in Russia and in Germany and in Europe made a decision to put themselves completely at the mercy of the Russians.
Yep. Well, that was Merkel. Yeah. That was a horrid mistake that was made, no doubt.
Well, it was a deal she made with the Green movement.
And Trump warned her not to make that mistake and not to become dependent on Russia, on Russia, and she didn't listen, agreed.
Oh, it was worse than not listening. They laughed at him. Mm-hmm. How naive you are to think that we're in that, the same kind of European, kind of arrogance that led to World War One is
now,
arrogance
that led
to their situation.
If we can back up to 2014 in Ukraine, Vitaly was in the tents in Kiev, part of the People's Revolution that swept that leadership into place. Mm-hmm. David Barton, who I know you and I both know, was brought over by that leadership to help them formulate a constitution. The people there, and Vitaly talks about this in several of the interviews that he and I have done in laying out that history, reached a place. The gentleman who was in charge in 2014 that was thrown out had come in 2009. He was a Putin puppet. They were treating Ukrainians in the same way in Ukraine that they were treating Christians in Russia. Vitaly is from Russia. That's where he was born and raised. He had orphanages that he was servicing there and orphanages that they serviced in the Ukrainian area. As a matter of fact, they're getting ready to do their kids camp, and he'll talk a little bit about that today. When 2014 happened, and Putin invaded Crimea and took over Crimea. The Christians that were there that would not bow down and kiss his ring had to flee for their lives. Some of them fled to Mariupol. Some of those same ministers have had to flee Mariupol now, and another one starts with I, something, which is another one that just recently came under assault.
Right.
My point is that they were, the people there believe they were throwing Putin and his bad guys out.
Mm-hmm.
They reached a place with that guy that replaced him of seeing that he was not going to change the course of corruption. And so in 2019, that's when they brought in Zelensky.
No, that's correct. And the challenge is, okay, if you look at it from a red state, blue state, domestic thing.
We got 30 seconds. I'm sorry. I didn't hit the
music. No, that's fine. You know, yeah. Everybody's now an expert on Ukraine. And the fact is, the problem we have is the experts that we paid to be experts, have turned out aren't reliable. And so this is it becomes a much more difficult,
And we'll hit that again when we come back right after this break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government, and GetLiberty.org. Be sure and get over there to GetLiberty.org. Man, you got to get signed up with Rick, by the way, with his emails. Their action emails are off the chain, folks. Seriously. They are so on top of it. And folks, you do not realize how influential this man is on the Hill in getting things done.
You do, Rick.
You do, man. You get things done.
I appreciate that. Yes, we've had some success and we're going to continue fighting and say, you know, everybody says it's, you know, America's for limited government. We need that. Well, the fact is every single day, every single moment we fight for that. You know, Pastor Greg and I were talking off air and about a lot of different things and we continue the Ukraine conversation, but something he said at the end, I think needs to be heard and it's because he's going to talk Ukraine next half hour also. And that is, tell us about Twitter.
Hey, I got some big news. So, I guess it was Thursday night going into Friday morning. I didn't sleep well again on Thursday night. I'm up, you know, pretty late, very late, like into the wee hours of the morning late. Anyway, lying in my hospital bed, not able to sleep, struggling with my pains and what, you don't want to hear that story. But anyway, I decided to, you know, check out, my favorite free television, which is Pluto TV, and, went on to, Real America's Voice, and I'm watching. And they were doing, an interview. Charlie Kirk was doing an interview with Alex Berenson. And for those that don't know, Alex Berenson filed a lawsuit against Twitter for the suspension of his account out in San Francisco because Twitter makes everybody file their lawsuits out in California in the Ninth Circuit. But this one was a little different. Most of them are dismissed as, you know, from a procedural standpoint. Almost exclusively. This one was different because Alex went through and explained how Twitter had changed their, they didn't even follow their own guidelines to suspend him. Well, I knew that was the case relative to my own situation that they just, I mean, it was just up and bam, you're suspended. And it was for calling Eric Swalwell a Chinese spy whore. Eric Swalwell was sleeping with a Chinese madam prostitute whose prostitutes were then being introduced to other members of the House Intelligence Committee, and they were in fact gathering information. And just after my suspension, Reuters came out having done a deep dive investigation that they'd been doing during the time that I sent out my tweet, and in their investigation they uncovered that China was using an NSA top secret spy software to spy on us. Well, how did the CCP get that? Gee, I wonder. So, I had tried appeals. This was December 2020 when I was taken out a year and a half ago. And lo and behold, I decided then to use Eric Berenson and I sent, so my message to them basically outlined that, and that I intended then to go ahead and secure an attorney and file a lawsuit and seek damages against them using the Berenson case as a precedent. Hello. After further review, we have unsuspended your account as it does not appear to be in violation of the Twitter rules. Your account is now unsuspended. We appreciate your patience and apologize for any inconvenience. Please note that it may take 24 to 48 hours for your follower and following numbers to return to normal. And guess what? They did.
Wow. Congratulations.
So thank you. Thank you. I'm feeling...
Even though Elon Musk may or may not still be buying them, ironically, the people who didn't want him to buy them 3 months ago now are going to sue him because he's not going to, because they wouldn't. And now he's going to be able to get this. When they sue him because he's not going to, you know what he's going to get to do? He's going to say, well, fine. Make all your bot information public.
Yep.
Because now you're suing me. You have to provide the information.
Discovery,
publicly.
Baby. Discovery.
Maybe privately.
Yep.
And Elon Musk will end up buying Twitter for like $22 a share. So it's all in all, it'll be pretty funny. But yeah. I'm glad you're back on. How do people follow you, Pastor Greg?
At Pastor Greg CGR. At Pastor Greg CGR on Twitter. We're there now, and we should be actually broadcasting to you live on Twitter. And so, and I just want to tip my hat and say thank you, Twitter, for recognizing your own policies and following your own rules and regulations as it relates to that. I'm not going to be, we're not going to hold bitterness.
No, forgiveness is important, but I think it is also important to know. Now, anybody out there who has been suspended based on, say, being right about COVID, or for instance, being right about any number of things that Twitter didn't want people to know about, you know, follow the Pastor Greg model, follow the Berenson model and ask for, and ask to be reinstated.
Yep.
You don't have to. The fact of the matter is, if you don't want to use this platform, that's perfectly legitimate.
Sure.
There are platforms like Getter that I think are better.
I'm using Getter. I'm using CloudHub and I love both of those, but there are a lot of people that are still out on Twitter and we can still have an influence there.
The more the merrier. That's the key.
There you go. All right. Rick, blessings to you. We got to jump. I got Pastor Vitaly coming up here in just a few minutes. And I will talk to you on Wednesday.
Wednesday, 10:30. I don't remember. 8:30.
We'll be
whenever
there.
Whenever we do it. Anyway, take care, buddy.
Certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. Show. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I am waiting for Pastor Vitaly to jump on here. He should be jumping on shortly, I believe. We had had conversation about him being with me, and that was, let's see, that was Sunday early Sunday morning, actually my time, but we were set to go. So let me just double check and make sure that I got the time correctly by checking the time in Ukraine. Time in Ukraine is 3:33. So yeah, so we should be on target. Okay, couple of things Rick and I did not get all the way into. The Ukrainian thing we'll get into here in a minute. Ukraine digs for survivors in rubble of apartment building destroyed by Russian missile. That's a Wall Street Journal, is reporting on that. Nord Stream Russian gas pipeline to Europe shut down for maintenance. Mm-hmm. Let's see, war pushes millions of the world's poorest towards starvation. Ukraine's PR strategy and the rally, to global support. Let me also just tell you, I'm on, a couple of other, Ukrainian streams and what have you, relative to, what's going on over there. And I can just tell you that in talking with, and following what's happening, trying to get, assistance. So let me see. This is a video clip. Well, this is a terrible one. This is from June the 4th, Fox News video clip. Verified video of a situation over there. Let me see if I can get a better connection to my internet here. There we go. That should help, hopefully. Hopefully that will help. See if it helps or not. But, be nice. There we go. So, no, this is a whole different ball game. Okay. That had to do with something that happened over here, and a woman hit by a driver And then he hit her and her baby. Thank God she survived, but then sped off. Speaks to a lot of what I'm concerned about as it relates to our present moral condition. And man, if you look at the headlines and just see what's going on, you know, understanding the reason why God and Christianity are so important. And I know you guys hear me talk about this all the time. And maybe you say, golly, Pastor, you know, we keep hearing it, we keep hearing it. But I hope you're sharing it. And it's not religious or religion. It is relationship. But then when people try to steal that word for religion, I want you to think about this for just a minute. So when you get up in the morning, and maybe breakfast is a bad example because a lot of folks don't eat breakfast. I'm not eating breakfast these days. I'm drinking a cup of coffee here and breakfast is a meal that I'm currently fasting to, as a part of my weight loss situation. Although I do, have my CGR wellness products that I take every morning. And those are what sustain me until lunch. And I guess you could call that. So every morning you have certain things that you do in the morning when you get up. Anything that you do repeatedly that is a part is technically something you do, quote unquote, again, religiously, repetitively. Now, when we talk about biblical religion, when we talk about religion as it relates to its involvement with God, we're talking about something that's significantly deeper than that. And so to suggest that to do something out of a heartfelt obligation. How about this as an example? If you're a parent, then you are doing things for your children, different things at different stages of their life. But for as long as you are alive, there is a parental sense. Now, I've talked about that transition that happens and transitioning that relationship between 13 and 18 and the building blocks that are necessary to create the relationship necessary that you'll have with them once they begin to hit independence so that they begin to feel as though you recognize them as an adult, and you do, and they are, and you should, but they will still glean from your wisdom, invite your wisdom, desire your wisdom and your input into their lives, and you'll find a good, healthy place to be able to accomplish all of that. And as a parent, those are relationships that you religiously work on, care about, engage in. And that's a good thing. We have a father-child relationship with God. It's obligatory. And yes, it is something that we should religiously do. Now, rote and religion is not necessarily the same thing. Although good habits are something that are important for us to get into. Anybody who's had any form of success in life will tell you that success comes because of practice, because of consistent efforts placed in specific areas generating purposed results. Strategy that is implemented, not just conceptualized, but actually put to work. Sounds a lot like faith. Sounds a lot like religion. Sounds a lot like relationship. We shouldn't brisk so quickly to say, well, it's not religion, it's relationship. No, it is religion. I am proud of Christianity and the Christian religion for what it actually truthfully represents, the pillar of community that it actually truly represents. Christianity is formatted in the understanding of who gives us life, when life begins, life at conception, the idea and the concept that life is not something that is given, but life is something that is God breathed into us. That when the revelation and the realization of what life actually is happens inside of you, when the revelation of what liberty really feels like, what it really is, that it's not just the ability to do whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want, in a radical format, but that it's something more than that. That's important. And it's important for us to defend and embrace what it actually is and not be embarrassed by it. I am a religious person when it comes to my prayer life, because I am consistently in prayer asking God and seeking direction and being in communication and trying to be sensitive to His Holy Spirit and recognizing that life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness and the value of my life and understanding that my life does matter and it has value and it impacts others and that others around me, their lives matter and they're valuable and they're precious and they're fearfully and they're wonderfully made. Back with more after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness, but now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free, or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free, or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Hello. Sorry about that. I was sitting here trying to get see if I can get a hold of Pastor Vitale, but it appears, and I sure hope that he's okay. I know that he is incredibly busy. They have a big children's outreach on. I am on air if you can join, but this is the window. Let me see. What do I have going on? Ah, you know what? Actually, next half hour. My apologies. My radio audience is going, what are we doing here, Pastor? Are you there? Are you with us, or what are we doing? So I'm trying to, get Pastor Vitale on and hoping that he's going to be able to join us. He messaged me, as I said, that he was going to be available, but I do know that he is getting ready. They have a big children's camp that they do annually. They do a lot of work through the least of these. Okay, there we go. That'll make it so that it's not peeking out quite so bad. So they have, through the least of these, a children's camp that they do, for the orphans. And, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that, not just now, of course, because of the war and because of, you know, just all of the terrible things that are happening, but there is a ongoing issue that has existed relative to orphans and children. You know, I was just talking in before this about the Christian religion and the Christian Foundation. In the Christian Foundation and the Christian religion, we value life. So that means that we value little babies' lives too. In Russia, it is an atheistic society. I remember when I was a young man and I was in the Air Force. I was a Russian linguist during the Cold War. And my instructors were all defectors from the Soviet Union. And some of these, you know, were not, you know, older people. They were, some of them that had defected were, you know, maybe in their late 30s, early 40s. There weren't too many that were down in their, you know, late 20s, early 30s that I recollect. They might have been, but that I recollect. But I remember one of the women that was there, and she was, you know, sharing with the class, and there were some questions that you know came up. I don't remember exactly how we got onto the topic, but that abortion in Russia was birth control. And that on average, it was not unusual for a Russian woman to have had anywhere from 15 to 25 abortions. And so, you know, that the concept when they came to America about life and so on, of course, that was a big deal. It was significant. But it was explained that this came out of atheism. This came out of an atheistic idea that Darwinism, that we evolved from animals, that we were no better than, no more than animals, that they were less than, and that this lump in their belly was not a life until they began to realize that it was a life. And the impact that atheism and a godlessness had. So they didn't value the lives of these children. And essentially throwing a child out onto the street to try to survive because the opportunity that came along was not married with children. And so in order for them to be able to have that opportunity, live that life, that child had to go away. And so suddenly that child was locked out of the house or came home and there was no one in the house. Mom was gone. Mom had left with some man for her own survival. Or dad had left and left the child. So orphans were just a traumatic thing. And Pastor Vitaly and the least of these, Rich Mullen, who runs the least of these, he and his wife just had a burden for orphans in that part of the world. For years they've had that, 30, 40 years. And it's a big deal. All right. I'm going to take my first top of the hour kind of break. I'll be back with you. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. No topic off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. We're talking about life, the importance of life. We're talking about Christian foundation. We're talking about what makes America different and what makes America unique and what makes you special. Because you are of great value and great importance. I'll be back with more right after this.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Working has been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out with
your... I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, boom. Then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, and now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.